This is episode 1057. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to slow down. Whether you listen to this episode as you're seated, getting ready to meditate, or out doing errands, or maybe even getting ready to drift off to sleep, it's all good. I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every single day in the podcast here. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme so you can explore a topic in depth. And this week, our theme is ancient wisdom for your modern life. So in each episode, you've explored how to use ancient techniques right in the midst of your busy modern life. And in today's episode, you're going to use a technique I think you'll find handy, and it is a sleeping technique from the Dalai Lama. So it's a technique that he does, and I read his book called The Art of Happiness. He's written many books, but this was a book that he co-authored with someone who was writing about his life. And in the book, he shared many fantastic techniques, and this was one of them. Now, just in case you're not sure who the Dalai Lama is, he is the 14th Dalai Lama, and he's also the leader of the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. And here's a little ancient wisdom for you. So the current Dalai Lama, he is considered to be the spiritual leader of Tibet. And in 1959, China annexed Tibet, and the Dalai Lama has been in exile in Dharamsala, India, ever since. So he's still considered the spiritual leader of Tibetan Buddhism, but he continues to do this in exile. He escaped with his life from Tibet when the Chinese invaded Tibet, and many Tibetan monks were not so fortunate. Thousands were executed, and many of the ancient works of Tibetan Buddhism and the monasteries were destroyed. So his mission is to spread joy and happiness throughout the world. So you may be interested in the book that he wrote, The Art of Happiness. In that book, he shares many useful techniques that I do on a regular basis, including the breathing technique I'll share with you today. Now, to do this breathing technique is simple. What you're going to do as you get ready to meditate is you're going to go through your day in reverse. So as you're lying down, getting ready to drift off to sleep, you will want to think of your day from that point in time and unravel it. Go back through the day, focusing on the high points and the low points, processing everything. Now, I have a few suggestions as you do this technique. Make sure that when you do the technique, you don't spend too much time on each event that happened throughout the day. So you just want to notice what stands out about the day and just reflect on it a little bit. The high points as well as low points. And so you unravel your day this way. And another suggestion is not to spend so much time ruminating on what happened throughout the day. So if something upsetting happened, just notice your reaction to it. And then move on to other events that preceded that event. And if something excited happened, again, don't spend so much time there. Just notice how you're feeling and what happened, and then work with that. Allow yourself to process that emotion without going so deeply into the emotion. So that is it. As you do your technique, unravel your day, begin from where you are this very moment, and work backward through your day. And if you'd like to be guided in full meditations, you can find those at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M-O-M.com, sipandom.com. You can try a subscription membership site for 2 weeks absolutely free. And you get a weekly guide to go along with each meditation series, as well as a journal. And the journal is a way for you to go a little deeper with your ritual, and it's also a way to simply glance at each day's reflection question I ask you. And you get your own private Facebook group with meditators from around the world like you. Again, that's at sipandom.com. And now go and do this sleep technique. Maybe take a little nap if you can right now, or do it as you go to bed tonight. Start from where you are right this moment and go back through your day, releasing your attachments to the major events of the day, just noticing your reaction to what happened throughout the day, and opening up to letting go of events that may have upset you. I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.